behind the scenes with MLB stars of the game. I'm over here in the Reds locker room. I got the man, BT. How we doing?
Doing good, man.
Introduce yourself to Chicago.
Michael Tolia from Seattle, Washington. Went to UCLA for college. Now I'm here.
Seattle?
Yeah, Seattle guy. All my family's West Coast.
How you wind up in Cincinnati and you from the West Coast?
I was with Colorado first. Then this offseason, Cincy took a flyer and signed me.
Well, how you deal with that thin air up in Colorado?
Tough to sleep, man. You wake up, you feel terrible, you don't recover, but the trade-off is the ball flies.
We're taking our youngsters behind the scenes. Every kid's dream is playing in the big leagues. Mm-hmm. They look at Mike T, see you in the big leagues. Tell them what's this big league journey been like for you.
It's been a long one. It took a long time to get here, a lot of effort, a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, literally. But the number one thing is you can't lose hope in yourself. You gotta believe that you're the best player on every team you ever play on, even when you get to the big leagues. You don't want to be a fan. You still want to be the best player you can be. So you get to a clubhouse. You don't need to tell anyone, but inside you got to know that I'm the best player here.
So in other words, you got to convince yourself.
You got to convince yourself every day that you're the man. You're the man.
So, you know, guys look at you guys, and they think you just get drafted in the big leagues the next day. They don't understand the dudes you got to pay to get that.
Yeah, I mean it takes a lot. Like I've seen a lot of my buddies get drafted and they don't make it. Like it's not a guarantee just getting into pro ball. You got to work harder than you ever have.
So what was that journey like for you, man? What was from high school to college? What was that journey like?
Love it. Dude, it's been the best part of my life. Just relationships you make along the way. Those people were there in my wedding. You know, they're lifelong friends. So. You build this community of baseball players and families that you can lean on when things don't go well, when you don't make a team, or if you get sent down. You know, there's people in your circle that have gone through it.
What about that roller coaster ride? People don't understand it's a mental game. Mm-hmm. So how do you master them ups and downs and highs and lows?
Yeah, so everyone's heard that baseball is 90% mental, 10% physical, and everyone always assumes it's just because you're getting out or you're striking out, you're missing, you know, you're not pitching well or something, but. A lot of it is dealing with things that are out of your control, getting sent down, going to a different team, traded, being stuck at the same level, not playing on your college team. Like that's where the real mental grind is, learning how to deal with those moments and how to become a better man out of it.
So when you look at this game, I mean, people watch you guys on TV and they think it's so easy to hit major league pitching. How tough is it to hit major league pitching?
It's the hardest in the world, man. Every year I'm reminded of it. It's funny, you come back after the off season after hitting underhand flips for 3 months and you think you're feeling good, then 95 gets thrown in your face and you go, all right, that's still tough. It's every year you gotta relearn how to do it.
When you come back from the off season, you get acclimated back mm-hmm. to major league life, to have all this media around you all the time, what does that media attention do?
You just gotta not let it bother you. Just treat it as part of the job. You know, signing autographs, dealing with the media, that's just what you do. You can't get annoyed by it. You need to embrace it. I think if you embrace it, it becomes more fun. You know, you interact with the fans, you build a personality or a relationship with them as a whole, and I think it'll pay you dividends in the long run.
I see you got number 48. How did you wind up with number 48?
They gave it to me. I'll be honest, there's no significance of 48 to me.
So, I mean, when you reflect back, who were some of the major league guys that you looked to and idolized coming up, let's be honest?
Growing up? Yeah. Well, my dad's from New York. So Derek Jeter was number one for me.
So you go from the West Coast of New York to the Midwest.
I'm all over. I'm a mutt. I like Jeter a lot. I like to share a lot. First baseman, switch hitter. Try to model my game after him.
Then you go come in Chicago or Cincinnati. You go name them.
You bet, man. You bet. I grew up that way.
So, I mean, what has this big league experience been like? What has it been like for you? Flights, locker room. Just all behind the scenes stuff that fans
don't
get to see.
It's the best. I mean, it's literally what you dream of. You're playing cards on the planes. You're hanging out with the guys all the time, and then you're reminded that this is a job we're doing here. We still got to go take care of business. You know, so it never feels like a 9 to 5, even though we're here 10 to 10.
You know, again, having coached high school college baseball, I understand that. People don't understand, you guys are friends. It's a bond that goes beyond friendship with your teammates.
Yeah, and that's what gets you through the ups and downs that you were talking about earlier, is the relationships you build in the clubhouse. And know, I obviously just got here, but I feel like I already know a lot of the guys, met them all in spring, I played against a lot of them, I played with some of them in college, aka McLean over here. So baseball is a small world. Everybody feels like they know, knows everyone.
So what is it like in Cincinnati? What's Cincinnati like?
You're back.
I would love for you to ask me after next week because I haven't really been there, but it seems great.
We're just gonna make it sound.
It sounds anyway. Awesome.
Okay, last question. Every kid's dream of playing in the big leagues. You get that call up, going to big leagues, walking the locker room for the first time, seeing your mom. What's that feeling like?
It's the best. First thing you gotta do is call your mama. Let her know that you made it.
Did you cry?
Yes, of course. Oh. Of course. See, how do you not?
Y'all make y'all cry. That's the big league guys want to make they cry.
Oh, they cry. We cry all the time, man. There's nothing wrong about that.
Mama cry.
Oh, yeah. They do most of the crying.
Our, mama cry. Just like, my baby made it.
She made it, yeah.
Coach with the man.
You know it.
Appreciate
that, man. Thanks.
Sports fans are watching. Advertise on here and connect your company with baseball, sports, community, and local programming. Ask about available commercial positions and sponsorship packages. For information, email TV at memaiden.com. TV at memaiden.com. For additional information,